So, Jenny, do you know what the most important holiday in the month of February is?
You must be talking about Valentine's Day.
That's right. And some people say it's the most romantic holiday of them all. In fact, I know that many girls really like Valentine's Day.
You are right. 那二月份最重要的节日当然就是 Valentine's Day, 情人节。女生都非常喜欢这个节日，因为它是收礼物也是买东西的好日子。
That's right. Today we have on the A Plus Shopping Channel a few things that you can buy for your special person.
I'm so excited. 我们今天就来看看这个 A Plus Shopping Channel 到底要卖什么好东西，可以让我们在情人节的时候可以送。
So let's go ahead and join Jay and Kate and see what they have for sale today.
Sweet surprise.
Conversation A.
Happy Valentine's.
We have many nice and unusual gift ideas for you.
Yeah.We can make any balloon special.
Right. Just put your photo on a balloon.
Your true love will never forget your face.
If it's a good-looking picture.
Hey, this is my favorite one.
And best of all, if you break up, you can just pop it.
No!
So, Bill, do you have any plans for Valentine's Day?
Oh, of course. I came up with the most super romantic plans about a week ago.
So, are you going to take your girlfriend somewhere special?
Yes. First, we're going to go to a nice restaurant, have a nice quiet dinner.And then we'll go see a concert, some nice music. Mm-hmm. And then I think we'll go up to Mao Kong, up in the mountains. Yeah, have some tea, look out over the city, maybe look into each other's eyes and say nice things.
So romantic. Wow, Bill 的计划真的是好浪漫哦，非常的 romantic. 他首先呢要跟那个女朋友吃晚餐。然后呢，接下来他们要去听 concert 音乐会，然后再来呢，要去猫空喝茶，看漂亮的夜景。But don't we also give gifts on Valentine's Day? So what will you get for your girlfriend?
Well, I don't know yet what I'm going to get her, but I'm not worried because the A Plus Shopping Channel has many nice and unusual gift ideas for me.Just like it says in today's show. So unusual is kind of an unusual word. Now the usual, of course, is something that you're used to. You know it because you've seen it or had it many times. So if it's unusual, well, you're not used to it. It's kind of new.
我们这里呢有看到这个 unusual gift.就是这个不寻常不平常的这个礼物我们看到 unusual 这个字就是形容词不平常的独特的那如果呢你把字首这个 un 去掉变成 usual 就变成平常的那像这种呢把单字前面加上 un 变成相反意思的字其实也还有蛮多的比方说呢像高兴就是 happy 然后不高兴就是 unhappy那如果呢你说像什么东西那个像是 like, 如果不像呢就是 unlike. So what is our first unusual gift today?
Well, it's a very special balloon that the A Plus Shopping Channel can use to do something else special. They put a picture of your true love on the balloon so you'll never forget their face, right? Now your true love is a special person.True, of course, means it's real, it's correct, it's right, right?
Right.
So your true love would be the one love in your life, the real love of your life.
这边看到了 true love, 这个 true 呢就是真实的。那你的 true love 就是你的真爱。So if your true love never forgets your face, That means that they will always remember what your face looks like.
Right, because when you forget something, well, you can't remember it. So, if you forgot your true love's face, well, you don't remember what they look like. But with the A-plus shopping channel balloon, that will never happen, because you'll always have your true love's face there on the balloon.
好，我们这里看到呢 ，forget 这个字 ，forget 是一个动词，忘记的意思。它的三态是 forget, forgot, forgot， 或者是 forget, forgot, forgotten。那跟忘记相对的呢，当然就是记得。记得呢是 remember, remember。那这里呢提到说，你只要把自己的这个照片呢放到气球、放到 balloon 上面，那么你的 true love 就永远都不会忘记你的长相、你的脸了。
Now, let's watch a small part from today's show. Dabo, can we get that little... Oh, there it is.
This is my favorite one.
And best of all, if you break up, you can just pop it.
No!
See that? She popped the balloon.
Right.
Wow. Well, she says, and best of all, if you break up, you can just pop it.That's why she said that, because she did it. Well, best of all here is a great phrase. It just means the best thing of all the things we have talked about. So they've talked about many good things about this balloon, and the best part, Kate says, is you can pop it if you break up.
这里呢，我们看到 pop 这个字。Pop 呢，它是一个动词，就是是什么东西 ，pop 一声爆裂。像这边呢，就是要 pop the balloon， 就是要把这个气球弄破。另外呢，我们看到了一个片语，就是 best of all，best of all 是最好的事，最好的事。
Well, we have to take a break now before we can see what else we have for sale on the A-plus shopping channel. So let's do that. We'll take a short break.
Sweet surprise.
Conversation B. Hey, what's that?
It's an A-plus tattoo.
It's not real.
Ouch! That hurt.
Sorry. You and your sweetheart can wear matching tattoos.
Or get tattoos that have the names of your boyfriends or girlfriends.
Boyfriends or girlfriends?
Yeah, some people have more than one, you know.
That's not nice.
So, Bill, what's next on our A-plus shopping channel Valentine's Day special?
Well, we see that Jay has a very special A-plus tattoo that he shows Kate. Now, this is kind of a funny little Valentine's Day gift here, because he's saying you can have a special tattoo that matches your girlfriend, right? And a tattoo, well, that's basically a picture on your skin, although it's really in your skin, because they use ink,and a needle to put it in. It hurts when you get it.
Right. 这里呢我们看到 tattoo 这个字它是一个名词也可以当动词是刺青的意思。那我们一般呢做这个刺青的话呢就是要用针刺到你的皮肤上它会留下永久的图案。But here, this tattoo is kind of different, right? It won't always be in your skin, right?
Right. There's something special about the A-plus shopping channel tattoo. Actually, let's take a lookat a piece of today's video so we can see. So, Daohuo, can we...
It is an A-plus tattoo.
It's not real.
Ouch! That hurt.
So, Kate ripped the tattoo off of Jay's arm there. Now, when you rip something off of something, well, it just means you take it off really fast. You rip it off.
这里呢我们看到了 rip off 这个片语 Rip off 就是撕开、撕掉的意思。那我们这边 A plus 的 tattoo 呢，它是可以撕开、可以撕掉、可以 rip off. Like here, I have one A plus tattoo, and it can be rip off, but not now, because I'm going to give Bill one tattoo too. So then we can have matching tattoos.
Oh, thank you, Jenny. Look, I have one now that is a matching tattoo as well.Now, when you have two things and you say they are matching things together, well, this means that they look kind of the same. They don't have to be exactly alike. They just look the same. For example, these are both cats, my tattoos and Jenny's. Of course, you can also use the word match to mean go well together. So if two things look good together, you can say they match.
这里呢我们看到了 match 这个字、它是一个动词，就是相配或相似的意思。比方说呢，我说哦 Bill 他今天的衣服好相配哦，我就可以说 The shirt matches the pants. The shirt matches the pants. 那另外呢，我们这里也看到形容词 matching 它就是相似的或者是相配的意思。
Now of course Jay says that you can have different tattoos for different boyfriends and girlfriendsAnd it's kind of surprising to Kate, right? She says, what? Some people? Or you can have more than one? And Jay says, yeah, some people have more than one, you know? So more than here, well, it just means you have more than one. So you can have one or two or three or four. You can have that many girlfriends or boyfriends, is what Jay thinks.
好，这里我们看到 more than 这个片语呢，它就是超过或是不止的意思。那这里呢，它意思就是说，哦，你可能会有超过一个男朋友或女朋友， more than one， 超过一个。
Well, we got to take a look at our word power words. Word power.
Okay, listeners, it's time for Word Power Words. Now listen carefully because today's first word is unusual.
Tell me, Matt, how is the first word unusual?
Well, because that's what it is. Unusual.
Huh?
Unusual.
Oh, unusual 是今天的第一个单字哦，原来哦，它是个形容词哦，不寻常的或是奇特的。
These roses are very unusual. They're blue.
这些玫瑰花呢非常的不寻常。怎么说呢 ?They are blue, 蓝色的。They're usually what?
Red, that's right. Okay, quickly before I forget the next word, which is...
Oh, don't forget.
Ah, that's it. Forget. Forget.
Now, forget.这个动词呢就是忘记的意思，三态是 forget, forgot, forgotten.
I know that woman, but I forgot her name.
我认识那个女生呢，可是我忘了她的名字了。Kelly? Laura? Cindy?
Mom, that's your name. Sorry, Mom.
她叫做妈妈。That's a strange name.
What's my mom?
Alright, last word.
Okay, last word. Hurt.Hurt,
这个动词呢，就是疼痛的意思。
I broke my leg yesterday. It really hurt.
我昨天呢，把腿给弄断了，好痛哦。
Take me to the hospital.
Off we go.
Keep in mind!
Ah, Clayton, do you remember Miranda?
Of course, the long-haired, good-looking girl.
She is also very kind-hearted.
Yes, very kind-hearted.
那么这里呢，我们看到蛮多个复合形容词哦。简单的说呢，就是一些单字用横杠连起来。
不过呢，复合形容词有很多种形式，最常看到的就是两种。第一种哦，就是形容词加名词 ed， 比如说刚刚有看到 long-haired， long-haired 就是长头发，又看到 kind-hearted， kind-hearted 就是心肠好的。那么另外一种常看见的呢，就是形容词加现在分词，比如说 good-looking， good-looking means beautiful。
Yeah, I miss Miranda.
Miranda,
we miss you.
What do you think, Jenny? I can put it right there.
I think it would be very interesting. Or maybe here.
Do you think I'll get a date this way?
No, actually.
Well, we've got to review today's whole conversation.
Sweet surprise.
Happy Valentine's.
We have many nice and unusual gift ideas for you.
Yeah, we can make any balloon special.
Right, just put your photo on a balloon.
Your true love will never forget your face.
If it's a good-looking picture.
Hey, this is my favorite one.
And best of all, if you break up, you can just pop it.
No! A-plus tattoo.
It's not real.
Ouch! That hurt.
Sorry. You and your sweetheart can wear matching tattoos.
Or get tattoos that have the names of your boyfriends or girlfriends.
Boyfriends or girlfriends?
Yeah, some people have more than one, you know.
That's not nice.
Review time! Review time!
What are we doing? 我们在干嘛呢?
Review time.
Keep in mind?
No. Review time.
好吧,你说了算. Review time.
Okay, matching.
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 好,那就是单字定义连连看 and Clayton 会给我们定义 right? You'll give us the definitions?
I will.
然后呢我们就从课文里头找出正确的单字 yeah?
Here's the first one.
Okay.
To feel pain.
To feel pain. 感到疼痛 hurt.
You got it. You must know all about it.
Yes.Somebody broke my heart.
It's okay, Jonathan. The next word, not able to remember.
Not able to remember. 记不起来. I forgot.
Well, that's the answer, actually.
Oh, forget?
You said it.
Oh, I see.
And the last one is not common.
Not common. 不平凡,不寻常. Ooh. What about...Unusual.
You did it. You got all three, Jonathan. Good job. I hope everybody in our audience did just as well.
I couldn't remember anything, and I did just fine. What? That's it.
Fun with phrases.
Best of all.
best of all.
Hey, John, how was your day?
Good. I read a great book, found 100 NT dollars, and best of all, met a girl.
Really? What's she like?
She's beautiful, smart, and best of all, very sweet.
It sounds like you two will make a good couple.
Yeah. We both play sports, love dancing, and best of all, she works at a restaurant.
But you don't work there.
I know, but she'll always give me free food.
Just for fun!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. Today is February 13th, and it's just for fun time. And we really are going to have fun because we have a great proverb for you to listen to and learn about today. But let's find out who you're talking to. My name is Matt.
And I'm Angie.
And we're going to be talking about taking a chance today. Doing something that's very brave. And our proverb reads, look before you leap. Now, what does this have to do with taking chances, Angie?
Well, look before you leap. To leap is to take a large jump. So, if you're supposed to look before you jump, it means, I think, Matt, that you're supposed to make sure that you can jump to another safe place.
That's right. It's like setting a goal that you can actually get to. You don't want to just jump into something that you're not prepared for or that you're not ready to do because then you might fail. Well, here it says look, or maybe prepare or understand what it is you're going to be doing. And that way, when you take that big jump, when you leap, you can actually make where you're going.
It reminds me of moving to a new city. When you move to a new city, you want to make sure that you know the streets, that you have a map, and that you can get around. You should look before you leap.
That's great advice. Just like when I came here to Taiwan, I spent months understanding and trying to learn from the internet and other books about this new exciting place I was going to be living in. So I didn't just one day say, I think I'll fly to Taiwan. No way! I studied some language, I learned about some food, I looked at maps, like you said, Angie, so I'd have an idea of where I was going when I arrived. And so, in that sense, I did look before I leaped. I didn't just get on a plane and fly here, because if I had, I would be very confused right now.
Yes, I think my mother has told me to look before I leap many times, because she wants me to be prepared for new experiences. I think it's a pretty great proverb.
I agree. And it really was fun learning about it with you, Angie, and with you listeners. So I hope you'll join us next time on Just for Fun.